Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Dr. Greg Hanzlicek joining us talking fly control in just a moment. Hey cattle producers, join me on the road to ranching efficiency at the 2018 Noble Research Institute Texoma Cattlemen's Conference, June 14th and 15th. A day-long tour of two of their farms on the 14th, then plan to attend the conference on Friday the 15th. A tremendous lineup of speakers will inspire and inform, including Jim Robb, Colin Woodall, Dr. Cliff Lamb, and Donald Brown. Go to noble.org/events to see the agenda and to register. The Texoma Cattlemen's Conference, June 15th, Ardmore Convention Center. See you there.
Her name is Kathy Costello.
Voters in Oklahoma are faced with serious decisions on June 26th. Should we elect the same politicians who have gotten us where we are? Or is it time to elect new leaders determined to move Oklahoma in a better direction? I'm Kathy Costello. Join me at the polls June 26th to demand a bright future for Oklahoma.
Vote for Kathy Costello.
For Labor Commish.
Jobs for gals and fellows.
Authorized and paid for by Kathy Costello for Labor Commissioner 2018.
He's the director of the Production Animal Field Investigations Unit of the Veterinary Diagnostic Laboratory at Kansas State University. Dr. Greg Hanzlicek joining us today. And Greg, we wanted to talk about fly control, if we might. And this is not just about controlling flies as far as from a health perspective, but it's also very much a dollars and cents issue.
It is, and you're right, and there's been some research that suggests that flies cost the cow-calf industry over $1 billion a year. It's a substantial negative impact on reduced weight gain, decreased grazing efficiencies. We do know that a couple of these flies can actually transmit mastitis in heifers. So, it's important we talk about it. It's important that we try to control these external parasites.
Dr. Hanzlicek, it seems like at the top of the most wanted list when it comes to flies has to be the horn fly.
It is, and it's called the horn fly, which I don't really understand because it really doesn't live on the head around the horns. It lives on the flies producers see on the backs and the sides of cattle, and then in the summer in the heat, they'll move down to the cool side of the belly. But it is a blood feeder. It's been shown that each one of those flies feeds anywhere from 20 to 40 times a day. And so just that irritation alone has a huge negative impact on the production of these cows.
At the front end of the fly control season, a lot of producers will go for an insecticidal ear tag.
And that's probably one of our better controls for horn flies. And the reason our control of horn flies is better than any other flies we'll talk about is that they spend their entire life cycle on the cow, except for to leave to lay their eggs in fresh manure. So those insecticide fly tags, any of the other products, are pretty effective against horn flies.
Horn fly resistance against the pyrethroids that are in those insecticidal ear tags can be a problem. Now, there are some ways to get around the insecticide resistance problems with the ear tags. One of the more interesting ones has to do with trying to break the cycle of the horn fly itself when it gets off the animal.
Because the horn fly lays their eggs in fresh manure, and actually there's some research that says they won't lay them in manure that's more than 2 hours old, but these pass-through products, whether they're an insecticide or insect growth regulator, meaning it's not going to let the larva molt, are very, very effective against horn flies.
Unfortunately, it's not just horn flies we're dealing with, but it's also face flies that's a problem that can actually lead to pink eye.
They are not blood feeders. In fact, the only ones that feed on the animal are the females, and they're the ones that, appropriately, they're called the face flies. They're on the face, and they're feeding off the eye secretions. If we get enough of them feeding on eye secretions, that's when we sometimes see pink eye outbreaks, is after we have some not effective face fly control.
Obviously, if you detect pink eye, it's time to get a hold of your herd health professional. Regarding control of face flies, Dr. Hanzlicek?
Well, again, it's the ear tag, and it makes sense. The ear tags are close to the face, and we relatively good control. But the problem is the face flies, they come, they feed, they leave. So they're not exposed to the insecticide, regardless of what type it is, for very long. And so our control for face flies compared to horn flies is not all that good. But insecticide ear tags are probably the way to go.
Another fly that can give you herd health and economic problems, the horse fly.
The horse flies are blood feeders, and we know that they're associated with both transmitting anaplasmosis and bovine leucosis virus. And like you said, the problem is because where they feed and how quickly they take a meal and then they leave, our control of them isn't as good as it is for horn flies either, because they're just not exposed to very high levels of insecticides.
As for control?
Well, it's still the same everything else we do for horn and face, just realizing that pass-throughs are not going to work for horse flies because they don't lay their eggs in manure. So the insecticide ear tags, the pour-ons, the sprays, dusters, they'll all help, but it's just not going to be as effective as we have with horn flies.
Dr. Greg Hanselcheck, you got the beef buzz on Ron. Well, cattle producers, Superior Livestock, proud to present their Corn Belt Classic number 20, June 13th and 14th, coming live from Council Bluffs, Iowa, being seen on Dish Network Satellite 232, DirecTV Channel 603, and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. They'll be offering over 67,000 head of cattle, 14,800 yearling steers, 11,000 yearling heifers, 14,000 weaned calves, and 24,000 calves on cows. For more information, go to SuperiorLivestock.com. That's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.